This is a dictation for Judith Wilson, June 2339. Addresses a letter to Dr. Power, P-O-W-E-R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, consultation Mrs. Wilson with abnormal kidney function, already documented within the last 2-3 years. She follows with cardiology, Dr. Dogmi, D-O-G-H-M-I, for atrial fibrillation and prior congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction and diastolic dysfunction. Her only complaining is feeling fatigue, resembles her back in 2019, when a first diagnosis of AFib and CHF was done. There has been isolated nausea, vomiting, denies abdominal pain, denies diarrhea, no bleeding. No claudication symptoms, no major edema. She's doing salt restriction, no discolor of the toes, denies chest pain palpitation, denies increase of dyspnea, no oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, no sleep apnea, no orthopnea PND. In the past, she mentioned flank abdominal pain. Apparently no gross hematuria. She saw one speck of like a sand material, but no test was done. No really stone was passed. No decrease in urination. No skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose gums. Next paragraph, past medical history for atrial fibrillation, symptomatic back in 2019. At that time, echocardiogram shows low ejection fraction, diastolic dysfunction. In 2019, attempted Watchman procedure, but complicated with perforated appendix with pericardial bleeding and tamponade, requiring intraoperative pericardiocentesis. Altogether, 1.7 liters of blood was removed, was in the hospital 2-3 days, and everything went back to normal. She's anticoagulated and antiarrhythmics. She takes a amiodarone and has regular pulmonary function tests, which are normal, as well as normal diffusion capacity. She has not been aware of kidney problems. Denies diabetes, prior negative stress testing, and no history of coronary artery disease. No deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS, stroke, or seizures. No history of asthma or pneumonia. Denies chronic liver disease. Denies urinary tract infection. Question kidney stone, but what she describes is just like a tiny speck of like a sand material, never was tested. There has been prior gastrointestinal bleeding within the last few years, EGD colonoscopy, hiatal hernia, antral erosions, but no active bleeding, colonoscopy with no malignancy, did not require blood transfusion and no recurrence. Has remote history of blood transfusion at the time of pregnancy and delivery. Next paragraph. Surgeries include right-sided breast cancer, lymph node exploration, partial mastectomy. She remembers radiation treatment and chemotherapy, does not remember any hormonal exposure, and no evidence of recurrence. prior laminectomy times two, bilateral length implant, bilateral carpal tunnel, EGD colonoscopies, a remote left-sided lower extremity vein stippling. The failed attempt of Watchman procedure with complications as indicated above, and pericardial stenosis. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin Aldactone. Next paragraph, she smoked briefly 3 or 4 years as a young person, occasionally drinks beer. Next paragraph, present medications include Prozac, Eliquis, Amiodarone, Bisoprolol, Bumex, a number of calcium glucosamine supplements, low dose of lisinopril, denies aspirin or anti-inflammatory agents. Aspirin was discontinued at the time of melanotic stools a few years back. Next paragraph, family history, 3 sons, 1 daughter, one of the sons with chronic kidney disease. She does not know more details. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, 166 pounds, 65 inches tall. Blood pressure was on the left side at 120 over 66, sitting position, standing 110 over 60, 2 minutes later, 110 over 60. I'm impressed by some memory issues, normal speech, normal pupils, has her own teeth, no facial asymmetry, no expressive facial dysarthria, no palpable neck masses, thyroid lymph nodes, or carotid bruit, JBD. Lungs are clear. Today appears regular breathing, no pericardial rap, no palpable liver spleen, no masses, no ascites, no tenderness, no gross edema, severe deformity arthritis of the hands. There is also deformity on the left wrist from prior fracture. It healed in a nataline. Next paragraph. Chemistries. Most recently from July, creatinine 1.49, representing a GFR of 34, stage 3B, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal albumin, calcium, liver function test, normal glucose. I want to mention that this creatinine has been relatively stable at least since September 2021, fluctuating between 1.2 and 1.5. Back in 2020, creatinine was 0.9, 0.8. You recently have tested for inflammatory arthritis. All testing is coming negative. No inflammatory markers, negative rheumatoid factor, antinuclear antibodies, negative anti-TCP. Recent PTH elevated at 65 from renal failure. Normal level of vitamin D25 at 53. Recent iron study shows low ferritin at 24 with an iron saturation 37. She does have elevated LDL as well as cholesterol with a normal triglyceride and high HDL. Normal liver function test, normal thyroid, historically, pro-BNP around 2,000 or less. I do not see a urine sample. Looks like in 2021, she also was tested extensively for rheumatological conditions. At that time, there was no monoclonal protein. Complements were normal. other anti-nuclear antibody, anti-DNA, and scleroderma SCL70 antibody was also negative. The prior urine I can find is from 2020. At that time, no blood, no protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells. October 2023, negative stress testing. A prior CT scan, abdomen and pelvis with contrast from 2020. Some degree of fatty liver, normal kidneys. No bone abnormalities, prior laminectomy. A small nodule on the right lower lobe, and there was some degree of colitis. I reviewed the failed attempt of the WATCHMAN procedure in 2019. Few months later, 2020, it was followed with a CT scan of the heart. At that time, no thrombus, no lesion of the left atrial, normal pulmonary veins, incidental finding of left fibronodule, and a small right-sided pericardial effusion. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, numbers elevated, documented more than 3 months in between, actually the last 3 years. She went from normal to depressing level in that period of time, and it has been no evidence of progression. She complains of severe fatigue, but this is not explained by depressing kidney abnormalities. We will update a urine sample to see if there is any activity for blood, protein, or cells. We will do a kidney ultrasound to make sure that there is no obstruction or urinary retention. As indicated above, prior imaging and urine analysis few years back were normal. There is no evidence of cardiac decompensation, and if anything, the echocardiogram from October last year shows normal ejection fraction of 56%. There were minimal abnormalities on the valve for normal and very light grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Present blood pressure appears to be running low, and I'm going to stop the lisinopril given the good report of the echo. She remains on treatment for atrial fibrillation. I did not change anything related to amiodarone, Eliquis, or bisoprolol. The other concern will be the exposure to Bumex. Again, she appears in the dry side. I'm not changing Bumex today. For the time being, only lisinopril will be off. She is already careful with salt restriction. She's not exposed to anti-inflammatory agents. She has no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. She appears actually dry. She has some degree of iron deficiency that might need to be evaluated. I did not do any formal testing on memory, but I'm impressed as some minor deficit or cognitive compromise. Further advice to follow with new results. She will check blood pressure of the lisinopril at home and let me know. End of dictation.